And so, David's now in trouble. But what David does not realize is that God is teaching him spiritual warfare. He's teaching him how to identify the enemy. Because while David plays, spears are being thrown in his direction. While he's obeying God, spears are coming his way. You're doing what the Lord tells you to do, but all these critters are coming against you. So one night, while David is walking through the corridors of the palace, he meets up with Saul's son. They tie sheets together. They hoist him out of a window. And David now leaves the palace. And as David is moving, you can hear through the valley the sound of David leaving. David is gone. You got rid of David, you dummy. You got rid of the anointing, you dummy. You're too jealous to be able to handle people who are anointed. If it's not about you, you got a problem. So now the anointing is gone. See, the thing that you have to understand, that the anointing doesn't have to rest solely on you. It just has to be under your command. Everybody is not anointed to do what you do, but they are anointed. And the job of the priest, the prelate of the house, is to identify the anointing and give it the okay to function. All right, let me make this short. David leave. David now, he goes out and the music is playing. David is gone and the palace is in trouble. And David is in the wilderness. He's driven into the wilderness in order to learn spiritual warfare. He has to learn. He's anointed for an appointed time. He has the anointing on him. God had to bring the anointing to the throne and the throne to the anointing. And God brought David before Saul so that David could learn what not to do when you take this seat. Not all lessons are obvious. Not all lessons are obvious. What not to do when you take this seat. And so David finds himself. Now he has an ally in the palace. He has his best friend. And his best friend is telling him where to sleep. Don't sleep in a high place. Sleep in a low place. My dad is out after you. He's coming against you. The enemy is after you. And so David understands this. But he also has an anointing. And he also has a mandate and an assignment. That while he is in the wilderness experience, he's still got to keep all of Israel filled with music, psalms. So he's writing psalms. And how does the psalms come? Psalms is not like songs. Psalms is testimonies that you put music to. They're selahs. It's when you go through a storm and you stop long enough to pick up your harp and begin to play a musical interlude. It's a moment and a time where no words are spoken, but the music underscores what's going on. It's just that moment that we just had a few minutes ago. It's that moment. It's that moment. And so David is now sending messages to the chief musicians, and songs are being sung in the temple. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayers. From the edge of the earth will I cry unto thee, for my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that is higher than as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You are. David is writing, he's writing, he's writing. Through his storms, he is writing, he's writing, he's writing, he's writing. He's writing, and he gets a message, and the message is, sleep in the high place, not in the low place, for the bounty hunters are coming after you. But David, somehow or another, he's writing too much, and he falls to sleep in a low place, only to wake up to the sound of dogs barking, and the sound of the hoofs of horses clapping together. And the voices of men, they picked up his scent. David gets up and he starts running. And as David is running, the dogs are coming, the horses. There you go, he over there. And David is taking. He's running and he runs into a cave. You know the story. And when he gets into the cave, He starts panting. He says to himself, oh, I'm done now. Why in God's name did I run into this cave of all the places? And he can hear the barking of the dogs and the men coming, and they're yelling and they're talking. They picked up his scent. They have David, and David is in the cave. And while he's there in the cave, he falls down on his knees and he says, oh my God, I'm done. But he hears a hissing sound over his shoulder. He turns around and he looks, and there are gazillions of spiders carving up the web. Well, the mouth of the sepulcher, the time that it would take for that for that cave to be webbed up would take a year for them to web, but they web it up in seconds. In seconds, David is standing up, marveling at the wonders of God, and he's able to see. And now the dogs come and they're barking. And the dogs are saying, he in there. He in there. He's in there. He's in there. The dogs are saying, he's in there. But they look at what it looks like and they say, it's impossible for him to be in there because it would take years to web up the cave. And they ride off. And when they ride it off, David backs up, falls down on his knees, pulls his pen out, and dips it in the ink and begin to write. He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. That God has a hiding place for me. Touch your neighbor and say, He's got a hiding place. Oh, God's got a hiding place for me. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what your storm looks like. I don't care what it looks like. If you put your trust in the Lord, he will take care of you.